With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The job market closed out 2023 with the addition of 216,000 jobs in December, an increase of 17,000 from the month before, according to the Labor Department. Payroll gains in health care, government, construction, the unemployment rate steady at 3.7%. No school today in Perry, Iowa, following yesterday's deadly school shooting.
We got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need general
the first day of school after winter break in Perry, Iowa. Dallas County Dispatch, courtesy Broadcastify.
We have a male subject down in the hallway. Appears to be self-inflicted.
Investigators say that shooter, a 17-year-old, killed a sixth grader and wounded five others. He was armed with a shotgun and a handgun. Officials did not offer a motive, but two friends tell the AP he'd been bullied for years.
And that report from correspondent Ben Thomas. Also at SRNNews.com, Texas Governor Greg Abbott's practice of offering illegal aliens transportation to the sanctuary city of their choice has sparked legal action by New York City.
The lawsuit claims that 17 bus companies knowingly implemented Governor Abbott's busing plan in violation of a New York law that limits transferring needy persons across state lines and then abandoning them. It seeks more than $700 million in damages to recoup the cost of caring for an estimated 33,000 migrants who have arrived in the city on charter buses since April 2022. Abbott said in response that the suit was a violation of the Commerce Clause, which guarantees the constitutional right to travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, stock futures in the red following this morning's release of the latest jobs report. The Dow futures are down 157 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 102 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow a different religion. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who's living as a woman has been disqualified from running for the Ohio House after omitting his former name on circulating petitions to get on the ballot. Vanessa Joy was running as a Democrat in a heavily Republican district and had legally changed his name and his birth certificate prior to the campaign. However, a 1990 state law says that a candidate must provide any name changes within the last 5 years to qualify for the ballot. This is SRN News. Majority Whip Tom Emmert, the number three House Republican, reveals support for Donald Trump's presidential bid in 2024.
Trump is now going into the January 15 Iowa caucus with the support of every senior House GOP leader. In a statement on Wednesday, Majority Whip Emmert said, "It's time for Republicans to unite behind Trump." His endorsement comes a day after House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana, the number two House Republican, also threw his support behind Trump. House Speaker Mike Johnson endorsed the former president in November 2023. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A Mississippi sheriff's deputy has been shot to death during a traffic stop. George County Deputy Jeremy Malone shot and killed by a motorist who led police on a high-speed chase before being fatally shot by police as the chase came to an end. The Mississippi Department of Investigations is leading the investigation. More details, SRNNews.com.